We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the season kicks off on Friday night. You'll be heading, facing Linden in that first game of the season. A nice test for your ball club. But first, how have you felt about the way training camp went this year? And do you feel like your team's ready to play a game?
Well, it's been pretty hot so far. That's kind of how it's going. But, no, it's been going well. The kids have had a good attitude despite the weather and have been working hard every day to try to get better and excited for their first opportunity on Friday night.
Yeah, 50 players out for this year's team. 10 of them are seniors. You have to be really pleased by the turnout for this year's squad.
I am. You know, this is the biggest group we've had since I've been here, and I don't know that there's been too many years in our school's history where we've had 50 kids out. So it's good that the kids want to come out and be a part of it. And, you know, it's certainly not easy to be a member of the team. So I respect those kids willing to put in the work, and it's a good group.
You do return 6 starters offensively and defensively from a year ago. Who are those guys who are providing that leadership here early on for your football team?
Well, you know, starts at the quarterback position. You know, junior Landon Boss is back. He's been starting since his freshman year and earned various postseason accolades last year. He had a fantastic year, and we expect him to keep, moving forward and getting better. And beside him in the backfield, Brody Littrell, 2-year starter at running back. He's a kid that's earned some accolades on both sides of the ball, and he's got some receivers to throw to, and senior Garrett Fegger was an All-State kid for a couple of years. You know, Tyler Sage has earned All-League, All-District honors. Jace Brenner's back and pretty healthy. Had a good sophomore year, battled injuries last year. We look for Caden Kirkpatrick to step up there as a tight end position as well. And then, of course, it all starts up front. We've got Riley Patterson back. He's been starting since his sophomore year. He's a senior, and Mason Gibson was a starter last year and earned All-District. So that's some of the experience that we have coming back offensively, and then, you know, a lot of those same guys on defense as well.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, and you mentioned a lot of these players starting since they were sophomores, and being able to also enjoy success during that time, making it into the playoffs. Have you seen that kind of motivation carry over? Have you seen maybe even more hunger of maybe wanting to go further in, deeper into the playoffs from this group of players?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it's something that they talk about often, and it's something that motivates us in the off season to show up and work hard. And we have, you know, had some success the last few years, but ultimately have fallen short of the prize, so to speak. And so our kids are motivated to try to take those next steps this season.
As you look at this team, what are going to be the pluses and minuses for this team, especially early on?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, we bring back a lot of experience at the offensive, you know, back and receiver on offense. We bring back a little bit of experience up front, but we've got some new guys up there. They're going to have to, you know, kind of learn on the job and step up. And obviously your offensive line is a critical position to your team. Defensively, we graduated 2 of our 3 defensive backs. You know, we've got Fegger back there. We'll have a couple of new faces in the secondary and some new faces on the defensive line as well. We'll bring back Tanner Schaefer, who did a good job for us last year at defensive end. He's our only defensive line starter back. But at outside backer and inside backer both, we bring back almost everyone, graduate Nick Bailey, but some good experience at that position.
You open up against Linden. What a good test for your ball club to start the season off with.
It will be. You know, we had a heck of a game with them last year. We fell short by 7. You know, we made the quarterfinals last year. They made the semifinals, so it was 2 pretty good teams playing. And you know, they had some kids, some pretty good kids graduate as well. So, you know, they'll be kind of a mix of experience and some new faces just like us. And it'll be a good test for both of our ball clubs, see where we're at.
Coach Gantenbein, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice. Good luck on Friday night, and we look forward to visiting with you again next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.